Now, we get to talk a little more Texas politics with our good friend, co-founder of MustReadTexas.com, GOP strategist, Matt Mikowiak. Matt, good morning. How are you?
Hey, Chad. Doing fine this morning. How about you?
Doing all right. I hope you haven't been oppressed yet by having to show an ID. I hope everything's okay.
I haven't been disenfranchised. Thank you for asking, though.
That's good. It was, in a way, a quiet weekend as far as Texas politics goes, but you still had a few stories out there regarding Wendy Davis getting the Crime Fighter of the Year Award on that one. How do you think she's likely to play that up?
Well, what's interesting is that, you know, Republicans are generally seen as being, quote, tough on crime, and maybe more so than Democrats. So, but look, if you're a legislator, you get hundreds, certainly dozens of awards every 2 years. So you can always use almost any award to make any case. I don't think that that issue is going to necessarily play as well for Wendy Davis as it will for Greg Abbott. I mean, as Attorney General, you have a record of going after deadbeat dads, going after fraud, you know, cracking down on criminals. So I think it's quite different between what an attorney general would achieve in that regard and a state senator.
Which way do you think Davis will take her race? Because there have been a few articles out. I think there was one in the L.A. Times even last week that say she's not, you know, she's not talking about abortion, which, you know, I think is probably a good idea for her in this state. But, you know, you haven't heard it mentioned. Even her supporters aren't bringing up her big filibuster. Which way is she likely to run this campaign? Is she going to run as a moderate?
I think she's going to try to, sure. And that's going to be the real challenge, I think, for both sides, is for her to convince voters she's a moderate and for Republicans to convince voters that she's not. You know, I think the record shows that she's not. The independent study done by Mark Jones at Rice University just a few weeks or months ago showed she had the fourth most liberal voting record in the Texas Senate. It's fourth out of 31. That's not moderate. So it's interesting to see. It'll be interesting to see how she focuses and on what issues. My sense is that she will focus on education and health care broadly. In terms of sort of the overall spending the state has in those areas, and perhaps even on things like transportation and water, in the sense of trying to increase spending and increase government. But I think it is clear that she's going to try and run as a independent-minded Democrat.
Mm-hmm.
But the challenge she's going to have is that there's not enough money out there for that kind of candidate. You have to run to the left in terms of fundraising. To fundraise from the left, and that's why she's this week going to D.C. and New York. I don't suspect she's going to those fundraisers with far-left folks and saying, I'm an independent-minded Democrat. I suppose she's probably being a little bit more liberal in those closed rooms than she would be in public.
Are you surprised that she's already going to some of these out-of-state functions?
Yeah, I put that on Twitter a few weeks ago, that she was already leaving Texas to raise money out-of-state, and that was an indication that she was having a tough time raising money. I did get some pushback from some Democrats. So, you know, you just don't see Greg Abbott leaving the state a lot right now. And I don't think he feels necessary that's necessary. And he's raising significant money across the state and doing, you know, lots of events. So, look, I'm sympathetic a little bit to the Democrats' plight that it is hard to raise money in Texas as a Democrat, but she always knew that.
Yeah.
She should have always knew that. And the deck was stacked against her here. And this goes back to the original question, which is this race winnable for her? I haven't talked to a credible independent thinker who's not on sort of one side or the other who believes that it is winnable. That includes lots of, you know, respected journalists that are looking at this race. And so I am a little surprised she left the state so soon, but, you know, you go where the money is, and as a Democrat, the money's not in Texas because the race is not perceived as winnable.
Visiting with Matt Mikowiak, GOP strategist, co-founder, MustReadTexas.com. Matt, let's kind of take a look at the national scene for Republicans. There's still obviously a lot of news out there about the shutdown and how it's affecting Republicans going forward. Do you think that this is, because right now Republicans are getting a lot of bad press, there are already those who are predicting that Republicans are going to lose the House in 2014, that all these races are much more competitive now. Is this something that Republicans really need to worry about right now, or do you think the voting public is going to kind of forget about this, and maybe if you have the bad Obamacare stories that keep popping up, that's going to kind of take over.
I just spent the weekend in New Orleans at a conservative conference, and I will tell you that there is no two people have the same view of how the shutdown played out, what we should have done differently, and what the impact is. I think to answer your question, Chad, ultimately, I think Obamacare is likely to be a much bigger issue in the 2014 election than the shutdown. Mm-hmm. Now, Democrats are going to try and make the shutdown a bigger issue, but Republicans will try to make Obamacare the bigger issue. But at the end of the day, an 18-day shutdown is not going to impact the American people as much as Obamacare has, is, and will. So, you know, I'm not sort of wetting the bed here over the 2014 election with regard to the shutdown. Obviously, I think we did some damage to the party and the brand. But I also think we really stood up and fought against Obamacare and presented a clear difference between the two parties on that issue. Now, we've always been against Obamacare, but really had been more rhetorical over the last few years than actually standing up on principle. And so Ted Cruz dragged, you know, the majority of the Republicans to stand up and fight, even though I think they probably wouldn't have if he wasn't there. So we'll see how this plays out. But keep in mind, by the midterms in 2014, the shutdown will be 13 months in the past in the rearview mirror. Again, I just have difficulty seeing how that continues to be an issue, even though Democrats will try to make it an issue. Meanwhile, Obamacare has new deadlines, premiums going up, forced hour reductions. I mean, the website's still a disaster. And they've got to, you know, when it kicks in January 1st, and they forget if it's a March 1 or April 1 deadline for them to have to hit the number that they need, those things are either going to happen or they're not, and Obamacare is going to continue to have bad news in a way that the shutdown was final and it was in the past and is not going to continue to be an issue.
Matt, what can people find this morning and even throughout the week on mustreadtexas.com?
Yeah, lots of news up there, and we'll have more up this morning. Obviously, you mentioned early voting starting in the November elections, and so you have some interesting elections. The mayor of Houston races up, and of course the water fund ballot proposition is up as well. So, big political week this week. We just had the TFRW convention in San Antonio, and you're starting to really see the campaign heat up for all the statewide races. So you can follow all that at mustreadtexas.com and sign up for the morning newsletter.
All right, great, Matt. Thank you very much. Appreciate your time today.